This policy brief is about women and diabetes in the EU. This policy brief has been prepared by the European Institute of Women's Health. Let's start with the basics about diabetes. Diabetes is a complex metabolic disease that results from an inability to process or produce insulin. See reference 1. The pancreas is responsible for producing insulin, a hormone that regulates blood glucose levels. Some common symptoms of diabetes are increased thirst and/or hunger, frequent urination, and fatigue. See reference 2. If left untreated, diabetes can lead to complications such as stroke, heart attack, kidney failure, vision impairment, and nerve damage. See references 3, 4, 5, and 6. In 2014, 422 million adults, or 8.5% of the adult population, were estimated to be living with diabetes, a proportion which has almost doubled since 1980. See reference 7. Globally, the disease ranks as the sixth leading cause of death. See reference 8. Diabetes can take multiple forms. Type 1 diabetes occurs when the pancreas does not produce enough insulin. Formerly called juvenile onset diabetes, the disease can affect people of all ages but more commonly presents in children or young adults. See reference 9. Currently, what causes type 1 diabetes and how to prevent it are unknown. Type 2 diabetes accounts for approximately 90% of all cases of diabetes globally. See references 10 and 11. It occurs when the body does not use the insulin being produced by the pancreas effectively. It usually results from excessive body weight and physical inactivity. Gestational diabetes occurs in women during pregnancy, usually presenting later in the pregnancy. See reference 12. It often goes away after delivery, though women who have experienced it are at greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes in the future. See reference 13. This chronic condition is usually managed with a combination of lifestyle changes to diet and the level of exercise, as well as medication administered orally or subcutaneously. Other interventions may sometimes be required. Diabetes risk factors. There are various risk factors that studies have found are associated with developing diabetes, including the following. See references 14, 15, 16, and 17. Physical inactivity. Being overweight or obese. Family history of diabetes. High blood pressure. Previously having suffered a heart attack or stroke. Age, risk of developing diabetes increases with age. Race, being of South Asian, Black African, or Afro-Caribbean descent increases the likelihood of developing type 2 diabetes. Suffering from pre-diabetes. Previously developing gestational diabetes. Having polycystic ovary syndrome. Diabetes, sex and age. For both men and women, the proportion of people with diabetes increases with age. See reference 18. However, incidence rates of type 1 diabetes among children that are under 15 years of age are increasing, and are projected to rise in the future. See references 19 and 20. Incidence of type 2 diabetes is also rising among children, with the growth largely due to increasing levels of childhood obesity. See references 21 and 22. Globally, men are more likely to suffer from diabetes than women. See reference 23. However, the disease is still the 10th leading cause of death for women in high-income countries. See reference 24. There is evidence that women live with diabetes less effectively than men. See reference 25. In 2015, 9.1% of the population of the European Union were estimated to be suffering from diabetes. See reference 26. Fig. 1 above presents the prevalence of diabetes across EU member states by sex. See reference 27. In some member states, the prevalence of the disease is higher among women, for example, Czech Republic, Greece, Hungary, Malta, while in others, the sex gap is very small, for example, Belgium, Ireland, Lithuania, Luxembourg. Existing sex gaps may narrow in the future as women lead more sedentary lifestyles and experience increasing rates of obesity, which puts them at greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes. See references 28, 29, and 30. Diabetes, specific sex differences influenced by hormones. Treatment of women of reproductive age who develop diabetes can represent a particular challenge. See reference 31. Fluctuations in hormone levels occur through the menstrual cycle. These fluctuations can affect blood sugar control in some women, reducing it after ovulation takes place. See reference 32. Effective treatment of diabetes for women experiencing such fluctuations as a result of their menstrual cycle requires close monitoring of their blood sugar levels and may necessitate adjustments in doses of any prescribed medication. As many as 1 in 5 women of reproductive age suffer from polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS. A hormonal disorder present in women with elevated levels of male hormones such as testosterone. See reference 34. Women who suffer from this disorder can exhibit long or irregular menstrual cycles, which have been found to carry an elevated risk of developing type 2 diabetes. See reference 35. The insulin resistance of between 50 to 70% of women with PCOS is estimated to be elevated or reduced, indicating an elevated risk of developing diabetes. See references 36 and 37. The odds of women with PCOS developing type 2 diabetes is approximately 4 times that of women without PCOS. See reference 38. For women who suffer from obesity as well as PCOS, the risk of developing type 2 diabetes can be as much as 5 times that of non-obese PCOS sufferers. See reference 39. Women with PCOS are also at a higher risk of developing gestational diabetes. See references 40 and 41. For women with diabetes, undergoing menopause can represent a particular challenge when managing that disease. Changes in the levels of estrogen and progesterone can lead to fluctuations in blood glucose levels as well as weight gain, both of which can make it necessary to increase any medication being taken to manage the disease. See reference 42. In addition, the combination of diabetes and menopause can lead to sleep problems as well as leaving women at greater risk of developing vaginal and urinary tract infections. See reference 43. Early menopause, which takes place in women under the age of 45, is associated with an increased risk of type 2 diabetes, though more research is necessary to clarify the nature of this relationship. See references 44 and 45. Existing research on the impact of hormone replacement therapy. HRT, as treatment for menopause, indicates that it decreases insulin resistance in women. See references 46 and 47, though further research is needed before conclusions can be drawn about the impact of HRT on women with diabetes. See reference 48. Diabetes and pregnancy. Managing diabetes during pregnancy represents a particular challenge. It is difficult to control the blood glucose levels of expectant mothers suffering from either type 1 or 2 diabetes, and this can have an impact on both the mother and the fetus. It is recommended that diabetics who are planning to become pregnant meet with their doctor in order to make a plan for pregnancy. See reference 49. Doctors recommend that women try to bring their blood glucose levels close to their target range prior to becoming pregnant and may recommend that women who are overweight lose some weight as part of this plan to bring blood glucose levels under control. See reference 50. Where a pregnancy is unplanned, it is important for women who are diabetic to consult their doctor as soon as possible. Pregnant women suffering from diabetes should maintain close contact with their doctor over the course of the pregnancy. Blood glucose levels will need to be monitored much more frequently, and it may be necessary to make adjustments to any medication that is habitually taken to manage the disease. See reference 51. Women with type 1 or type 2 diabetes who have uncontrolled or undiagnosed diabetes during pregnancy are at increased risk of complications which can affect the health of the mother and the fetus. Where diabetes is not well controlled, women are at risk of premature birth, miscarriage, or stillbirth. See reference 52. While babies are at greater risk of developing serious birth defects, in particular those affecting the heart, brain, or spine. See reference 53. It is during the early months of the pregnancy when the organs of the fetus are being formed that these birth defects can develop where blood sugar is uncontrolled. Where pregnancy is unplanned, this often occurs before the woman knows she is pregnant. Uncontrolled diabetes may also lead to the fetus growing excessively large, which can cause discomfort for the mother towards the end of the pregnancy. This can also lead to issues during delivery, making delivery by cesarean section more likely. See reference 54. Women with pre-existing diabetes are more likely to have high blood pressure and are therefore at greater risk of preeclampsia, which can lead to stroke or seizure in expectant mothers. Gestational diabetes. Gestational diabetes mellitus, GDM, is a form of diabetes that occurs during pregnancy, usually developing during the second half of the pregnancy. See reference 55. It is estimated to occur in 3.8 to 7.8% of pregnancies in Europe. See reference 56. While the exact number of women who suffer with GDM over the course of their pregnancy is unknown, its prevalence appears to be increasing. See reference 57. Women in southern Mediterranean countries appear to be at greater risk of developing GDM than they are in northern EU countries. There is no consensus across EU member states on testing, diagnostic procedures, and screening, so policy tackling GDM varies accordingly across states. See reference 58. The complications that GDM can lead to for women and their fetuses are described in the section above. However, in addition to those, women and their infants have a greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes in the future. See reference 59. As much as half of all women who experienced GDM during their pregnancy will develop type 2 diabetes within 5 years of the birth, with obesity representing an added risk factor in the emergence of this disease. See reference 60. Children born to women who suffered from GDM over the course of their pregnancy are 6 times more likely to develop type 2 diabetes than children born to mothers who did not develop GDM. See reference 61. Children born to women with diabetes are also more likely to develop childhood obesity. See reference 62. Diabetes and other diseases. Diabetes and cardiovascular disease. Diabetes is strongly associated with several other diseases. Diabetes is now seen as the biggest single risk factor for heart disease. See reference 63. High blood glucose levels which result from diabetes can lead over time to damage of blood vessels, damage which can be exacerbated in individuals with other risk factors such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and smoking. See reference 64. Those suffering from diabetes are approximately twice as likely to develop a range of cardiovascular diseases, CVD, as non-sufferers. See reference 65. Those whose diabetes is undiagnosed or poorly controlled are most at risk of heart attack or stroke. The link between cardiovascular disease and diabetes is even stronger for women. The risk of women dying from coronary heart disease associated with type 2 diabetes is 50% greater than for men. See reference 66. Disparities in treatment that favor men may partially explain this higher coronary risk among diabetic women. Diabetes and cancer. Both type 1 and type 2 diabetes are also linked to increased rates of certain types of cancers, for example liver, pancreatic, colorectal, for both men and women. See reference 67. Diabetic women see a substantial increase in their risk of developing endometrial and breast cancer. See references 68 and 69. Postmenopausal women with type 2 diabetes, but not type 1, see their risk of developing breast cancer rise by 27% on average compared with women without type 2 diabetes. See reference 70. Diabetes can also affect cancer therapy and the use of screening in sufferers of breast cancer. See reference 71. Diabetic women with breast cancer have a greater risk of death than their non-diabetic counterparts. See reference 72. Diabetes and depression. Having diabetes roughly doubles the odds of having depression compared with the general population. See reference 73. In Western countries, depression is approximately twice as prevalent among women as men. See reference 74. This gender gap is replicated at EU level, though the size of the gap varies across countries. See reference 75. Rates of depression among women with diabetes are almost twice that of men. See reference 76. Depression affects quality of life, reduces the ability to self-manage diabetes, and increases the risk of complications, heart disease, and premature mortality. See references 77 and 78. The underlying mechanisms for the increased mortality risk associated with depression are not well understood and need to be studied further. Increased awareness of depression in women with diabetes by health professionals may lead to better management of both conditions and improve outcomes. Diabetes and dementia. Individuals with type 2 diabetes have a risk of developing dementia that is as much as 60% greater than those without dementia. See references 79 and 80. Among diabetics, women are more at risk than men for vascular dementia, but not non-vascular dementia. See reference 81. Further research is required to understand why this gap emerges between men and women. Diabetes and osteoporosis. Women are generally more likely than men to suffer from osteoporosis, which is a disease that causes weakness in the bones, than men in part due to the reduction in estrogen, a hormone which protects bones, which occurs during the menopause. See reference 82. Increasingly, there is evidence that osteoporosis and diabetes are related. See reference 83. Individuals with type 1 diabetes have reduced bone mass and an increased risk of fragility fractures compared to those without it. Those with diabetes type 2 are particularly susceptible to low trauma fractures, especially hip fractures. See reference 84. Women with diabetes should therefore pay special attention to their bone health, already an important health consideration for older women. Social factors and diabetes. Social factors such as low educational level, income and occupation are related to the risk of obesity, an important risk factor for type 2 diabetes which accounts for the vast majority of cases of diabetes globally. This relationship appears to be stronger for women than it is for men. See reference 85. Physical inactivity, high levels of consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages, moderate alcohol consumption, and smoking have all been found to be associated with an increased risk of diabetes. See reference 86. Globally, women are estimated to smoke 5 times less than men. See reference 87. However, there is evidence that the gender gap in alcohol consumption is closing, particularly among younger cohorts. See reference 88. Women in the European Union are less active than men and have higher rates of obesity. See reference 89. European and national strategies for diabetes prevention. Given the importance of obesity and physical activity as predictors of diabetes, policy in Europe aiming to tackle the disease focuses on these predictors. The WHO's action plan for the implementation of the European Strategy for the Prevention and Control of Non-Communicable Diseases 2012-2016 focused on making diets healthier and increasing physical activity. See reference 90. The European Union set up the European Diabetes Indicator Project, EUDIP. To gather information consistently about risk factors for diabetes across member states with the aim of promoting good diabetes health status and care in the different countries. See reference 91. The EU's Diabetes in Europe Prevention Using Lifestyle, Physical Activity and Nutritional Intervention Project aims to implement a program targeting lifestyle changes that will prevent type 2 diabetes from emerging in high-risk individuals. See reference 92. At a national level, some member states have introduced or will soon introduce sugar or fat taxes. See reference 93. Policymakers hope that by targeting risk factors for obesity, they can reduce the prevalence of diseases like diabetes and tackle the associated costs of treating diabetes to their national health care systems, which can range between 7.4 and 11.5% of total health expenditure. See reference 94. In addition, the European Commission has called for increased cooperation to tackle the prevention and care of chronic diseases within the European Union, and in response, the European Joint Action on Chronic Diseases and Promoting Healthy Aging Across the Life Cycle, JACHRODIS, was launched in 2014. The aim is to use existing data to discern best practices across countries in combating a range of chronic diseases, as well as to encourage coordination and cooperation among member states. Diabetes was chosen as a case study, and JACHRODIS undertook the mapping of national diabetes plans, NDPs, in Europe. See reference 95. Not all the countries included in the study are making strong progress with their NDPs. Countries like Ireland and France do not have an NDP, for example, and they are also lagging behind their European neighbors with respect to the preventative measures they are using and the extent to which they are raising awareness about the disease. See reference 96. Of the 13 of 22 countries included in the case study, most of the NDPs had a general focus on the disease, which covered types 1 and 2 diabetes, as well as gestational diabetes. The report highlights the fact that most NDPs are developed by ministries of health and that a lack of resources, skills, and influence can prevent these bodies from persuading key stakeholders, for example, patients' organizations, insurance companies, of the necessity of their involvement in developing an NDP. Tackling climbing rates of diabetes in the European Union requires member states to develop integrated plans that include stakeholders from across different sectors, put forward measures targeting individual level as well as environmental risk factors, and, crucially, borrow from models of good practice in neighboring states. The European Union has an important coordination role to play to ensure that member states have the information and support necessary for developing strategies targeting chronic diseases available to them. Steps for policy action. Improve existing EU data collection on diabetes. Data should also be collected not only on death rates but also on the incidence and prevalence of diabetes, as well as its complications, disaggregating the data by gender and age in order to understand diabetes trends more fully. Examine diabetes interaction with gender, age and other chronic diseases. As individuals live longer and the prevalence of chronic diseases increases, it is important to understand the role that gender, age, and the interaction with other chronic conditions that lead to multi-morbidity and an increase in the chronic disease burden. This would lead to better prevention and management of diabetes and other chronic diseases. Study how diabetes impacts on diseases affecting women in the chronic disease joint action. Diabetes in women has been linked to an increased risk of a range of diseases including cardiovascular disease, certain cancers, depression, and osteoporosis. The connection between diabetes and other conditions needs to be examined in more depth to gain a greater understanding of how diabetes impacts women's health across the lifespan. Additionally, medical doctors need to be trained to recognize and manage the complex interaction of chronic diseases. Increase awareness of connection between pregnancy and diabetes and improve detection and treatment of gestational diabetes. Women with pre-existing diabetes should be better informed about the risks of diabetes and pregnancy in order to help them prepare for and manage their condition better during pregnancy and thereby ensure good health for both mother and child. Gestational diabetes mellitus, GDM. Increases the risk of type 2 diabetes in both mother and child. Efforts should be made to increase awareness and prevent the development of GDM. EU-wide screening and diagnostic guidelines need to be developed to improve better detection and treatment as well as the training of health professionals. Examine social determinants effects on diabetes for both women and men across their lifespans. Diabetes disproportionately affects lower socioeconomic groups and older populations, with women experiencing a greater disadvantage. In order to tackle health inequalities, it is essential for policymakers and healthcare professionals to understand the interplay between social, aging and gender determinants to improve diabetes prevention and management across the lifespan and reduce the burden of chronic diseases. Continue to put forward policy tackling Europe's obesity crisis. Target women in particular due to their role as family caregivers to ensure that they are health literate and understand the roles of diet and exercise in preventing diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is mostly preventable. About 9 in 10 cases could be avoided with a few simple steps: keep weight down, exercise more, eat a healthy diet and do not smoke.